Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and we are with some amazing, amazing guests here on Empowered by the Spirit. One of my all-time favorite priests and friends, Father Ethan Southern, Associate Pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you so much, Deacon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful. Every time I'm with you, right, which is never enough.
It's never enough.
I want to be with you every day.
I just can't stop smiling when I'm in your presence, Deacon.
Oh, wow. You know, I feel like the Holy Spirit and Jesus is all over you, and I get more of that when I'm in your presence. And a couple other people here that are really good friends, and someone that I actually went on a mission trip with to the Philippines, and that's Clarissa Martinez, who's director of liturgy on a new job at St. Kateri in Santa Clarita. Welcome to the show, Clarissa.
Thank you, Deacon Steve.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, it's so great. You're so on fire with the Lord. And another person I just met that's going to be a good friend, I know, is Diane Corlett, who is part of, again, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and working with teams, and she's going to be helping out with teams on Hollywood Beloved. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deacon Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this amazing event called Hollywood Beloved, which is actually going to be in a few days from when this show is aired. And it is really something that changes lives. But Father, tell us about what Hollywood Beloved is all about.
Sure. Well, Hollywood Beloved, this is the seventh year that the Eucharistic procession has happened in Hollywood. So we begin at the Blessed Sacrament Church, which is right on Sunset Boulevard. In the last few years, it's grown into the belovedness, the way that the procession is unfolding. So we begin at 6 p.m. With Mass at Blessed Sacrament Church, and then we take to the streets. We take to the streets, we head out to Sunset and then Hollywood Boulevard, and we process with the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance, and we go down Hollywood Boulevard, just allowing the Lord to be present to his people. So often in our world, there's so much distraction, there's confusion, and a lot of times we forget even where to look to find peace. And in this moment, Jesus is saying, that's okay, you know, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to bring peace, I'm going to bring joy, I'm going to bring the light into the streets. So that's basically how the night will unfold. After the procession, we'll come back to the church, and in the space there, we'll have a chance for a little bit of praise and worship, and a chance to hear some testimonies.
Awesome. And more than anything else, my brothers and sisters, come to the L.A. area. If you're in the L.A. area, please show up on Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m., and this is the Church of Blessed Sacrament on Sunset Boulevard, and it is absolutely an awesome church, but this is an awesome gathering of all of us worshiping the Lord and hitting the streets, because a big part of this ministry is actually street evangelization and making a difference and taking back the streets of Hollywood. And Clarissa, your comments on that, because, you know, evangelization is what we do, and we did in the Philippines, and we do whether it's Los Angeles or anywhere else in the world. And tell us about that.
Sure. Well, for the Hollywood Beloved, every year we would kind of pick the dates closer to Christ the King as tradition for us to be processing Jesus out on the street as Christ the King. So this year we were kind of like bouncing back and forth on the dates. And then, you know, we picked a date November 18th, but then, you know, lo and behold, we hear later on that Pope Francis declares November 19th as the first World Day of the Poor. And So we are actually opening up with the vigil of the World Day of the Poor for Hollywood Beloved, for us to all unfold the gift of us being God's beloved.
Amen.
Especially hearing all of us in the being poor in the spirit to unravel the gift of our common homelessness, if you will, where we walk on the streets of this world and realize that we are hungry. You know, we are hungry for the Lord. We are thirsting for the Lord. And this is what being a beloved of the Lord is all about.
Let's take a look, my brothers and sisters, at Matthew 25. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me. My brothers and sisters, when we say yes to the Lord, we want to make a difference for those that are in need, for those that are in need of the love of Jesus, for those that are in need of food and drink and companionship. This is something that is so exciting for us to be part of. We are told by Matthew, by Mark, by Acts, to go into the world and then preach the gospel. We see this in Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And we need to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And this isn't just for adults, but also for teens. So tell us about how teens fit into this, Diane.
Yeah, well, the first time I went out, I brought my daughter with me, and she's 16. And I noticed that it really moved her. And I knew right then and there that there was a place for the youth to witness and to hit the streets of Hollywood and to unite themselves with the homeless, which could be anybody. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody who is materialistically poor, but we all have our own wounds. And the teens definitely at this stage in their life, they have these wounds that they can unite with others and learn how to become somewhat selfless.
As we work and minister with teens and younger adults and millennials and so forth, the one thing I keep hearing over and over again is to be authentic. And when we think about Hollywood Beloved, Father, it is about being authentic, meaning that we're taking the gospel into the street.
Yeah, it's taking the gospel into the street. It's being authentic. And with that authenticity, you know, Jesus says, I am the truth, the life, and the way. And so if we're walking on the way with Jesus, we're also in truth. And the truth is also learning to accept. And I speak for myself. As I'm on this procession, the procession of life, you know, this pilgrimage in our common homelessness. So I've learned to accept, and I'm continuing to learn to accept my own brokenness, my own woundedness, my own limitations, my own struggles daily with life. And so what I've noticed is, you know, through the past processions, and it's even continued out over the summer, Diane started taking her daughter Maddie and some of their friends to the streets as well. So it's not just in one procession. But what I've noticed is that as I've gone out onto the street, as I've been willing to go to the periphery in my own heart and see my own brokenness and woundedness interiorly, that I'm actually able to better see the woundedness and the brokenness in someone else and not be afraid of it. So as I'm accepting my own limitations and my own struggles in my life, I'm learning to accept and actually embrace the woundedness and the struggles that others are experiencing in their lives, because we're all in it together. There's really no separation. My wounds are your wounds, and your wounds are my wounds. And our wounds are really Christ's wounds.
And one of the most important things, my brothers and sisters, is to say yes to Jesus. It is the most important thing, to say yes to Jesus and allow his love to flow through us, to be the embodiment of Jesus' heart, Jesus' eyes, Jesus' hands, Jesus' ears, Jesus' mind, so that when we're with these people, we're really standing on holy ground.
Mm.
We are blessed by them.
Yeah.
We are blessed by how much they are open to receive the love of Christ. And we learn about the love of Christ through them.
Yes, and I remember when we were on a mission trip together, Deacon Steve, in the Philippines, it was exactly the encounter that, you know, it's almost like an inner procession, a journey that I go, you know, to seek and to gaze on the Lord, to recognize Christ in another person, that I am not there because I have more. I am there because just because I am as needing Christ as that other person is hungry, and I'm just as hungry. I am thirsty, and I'm just as thirsty. And so for me to be able to encounter Christ in another person, that's unfolding who we really are, truly are, you know, as God's beloved.
Jesus is love. And when we are filled with that love, when we say yes to Jesus, we then take that love with us wherever we go. And that love transforms the people that we're communicating with, the people that we see in the streets. And their love then transforms us. Because Jesus is there. Where two or more are gathered together, Jesus is there. And it's so exciting to be transformed by that.
Yeah. Well, what was coming up just now as Clarissa was just sharing, it's that common thirst. And so I was thinking of Jesus with the woman at the well. And Jesus comes up to the well and he says, "Give me a drink." So he asks for that drink. Jesus is thirsting. He's thirsting for our love. He's thirsting for our love. And so he's seeing the faith grow. Those waters bubble up within the Samaritan woman at the well. And she's saying, "I want what you have." And he says, no, "I want what you have." And so here they are, they're looking at each other, just falling deeper and deeper into love. The beloved looking at the beloved.
Amen.
But so many times, you know, we forget how loved and how beautiful and how dignified we are. We just get so wrapped up in our brokenness or wounds. We think, "Oh, I'm not worthy." And Jesus says, "Yes, you are. Give me that drink."
And we're going to be right back to learn more about the love of Jesus. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Steve Greco, and we are back here on Empowered by the Spirit with three wonderful people talking about Hollywood Beloved. Clarissa Martinez is someone that I really got to know on a trip, 16-day trip to the Philippines, and we at Spirit-Filled Hearts love the Philippines and love to go on mission trips. And this was a very, very special mission trip, and we serve the poor in so many different areas within the Philippines, and those that were hungry and those that were thirsty and those that were in need of hope. And I was in need of hope on one particular day, because if you know anything about the Philippines, you know, you've got storms and you have typhoons and you have all kinds of things. And we were there wanting to get on a boat. And I think we were trying to get to Bohol at the time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what often happens is that as you take these boats across to the various islands, if there's a storm, you know, you get marooned. Mm. And we were marooned there for 8 hours, but it was one of the most important 8 hours I've ever spent.
Wow.
Because for at least half of the 8 hours, there was one song that we kept singing over and over and over again. And it's a song that really represents what life is all about, that no matter what life brings against you, with Jesus, you can overcome it. So tell us about this song, and if you would bless us with actually singing it and playing it, it would be just wunderbar. So,
yeah.
Clarissa Martinez.
So the song is called Oceans, and the beautiful part, like what Deacon Steve is sharing about that day, was just like, here we are, waiting on the Lord. And we don't know. We still don't know what's going on. Like, we're just waiting there. We knew that we had somewhere to go to and we had a mission to go to. But the Lord says, "No, just wait here just a little bit," right? And so we were just waiting on the Lord and trusting, you know, that amidst that darkness, amidst that unknown, God says, "All right, now go, now come, now come." And that's what we are waiting for, you know. So it goes like this. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you never failed and you won't stop now. And I keep my eyes open. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I can listen to that song over and over and over again. In fact, I did when I was in the Philippines, and we all began to sing it over and over. What does that song mean to you, Clarissa?
Well, just being in that journey of that inner procession of that being a beloved of God, when you know, when we say, well, let me walk upon the waters wherever you lead me, wherever you call me. That is exactly what the journey is all about now. Not only are we walking on the water, we're walking on the streets of Hollywood, where broken dreams, where darkness, where the noise, where everything about the world just doesn't seem right and just doesn't seem to line up. But God says, come, let me walk with you. Just come and have that faith and have that trust without any borders, without any limitations, because I am a God of no limitations.
And even when we have these storms of life, even when it looks like things are dark, that Jesus there holding our hand, walking with us. And Diane, from your perspective, what does this song mean to you as it relates to Hollywood Beloved?
Oh, wow. It goes back many, many years, actually, even before I became a Catholic. I'm a convert of 5 years now. But I have a history with Hollywood, and it was really tough because on the streets of Hollywood, I committed many mortal sins. And so finding myself walking the Hollywood Boulevard, bringing light rather than darkness, really the Lord was leading me through that ocean of mercy. And, you know, the things that I had encountered, you know, my brother, he, at 29 years old, he died, but at 12, he ran away and he ended up in the streets of Hollywood as a male prostitute, and he contracted the AIDS virus and eventually died from it. So the healing waters that just came upon me as I hit those streets was unbelievable. It just took me into a whole other place, and it led me right into the heart of Jesus, which was the heart of mercy.
Diane, so many people that are listening in right now think that they've committed the unforgivable sin, or that their life is so messed up, they can't possibly be forgiven. What would you say to them?
I would say that don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's a lie. It's a lie from the evil one. You will find Christ in your wounds. And the deeper the wound, the deeper you'll go with Christ. That's what happened with me. The deepest wounds, I found Christ there. And I realized that they weren't even my wounds. They were his.
Father Ethan, so many people can't believe that God loves them exactly where they are, unconditionally, that God is there with open arms. It doesn't matter how many times they've fallen. It doesn't matter how many times they've committed that sin. Jesus is there saying, come to me. I love you unconditionally.
The other night, I woke up around 3 a.m. and I started having this anxiety just start to beat me up. And just this burden and the memory of you know, some things that I was supposed to do and I didn't do, and I kind of let slip through the cracks. And here I am, I'm a priest, and I'm supposed to be responsible, and I'm supposed to be following through and you know, being a good example. And then here I am, I'm letting people down. And so that weight was just weighing on me so heavy, I was almost losing my breath. But what started to come to me was to accept it. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot to do that. And okay, you know, maybe I'm letting some people down, but I am still beloved. I am still beloved. And so I just started repeating that phrase. Yes, that's true. Okay, I forgot this. Or yes, that's true. I didn't send that email. And I am still beloved. So God accepts us totally, wholeheartedly, completely in our brokenness, in the things that we forget to do, in the sins that we've committed. And he loves us through that because his love is deeper than anything. We are held in existence in each moment by God's love. And when we can slow down and just be still and just rest and just stay in that place, I am still beloved. That's what Jesus is speaking to us. I am still beloved. And for me, as I can just rest and just stay in that place, I can see my Lord looking at me face to face, and I can feel how loved I am. And then, you know, my sins, my forgetfulness, my brokenness, okay, it's there, but Jesus is there with me. Jesus is there with me.
And he died on the cross for us, and he rose again that we may have eternal salvation, that he loves us, my brothers and sisters, so unconditionally, and he's knocking on the door, and he's asking that we open the door. So many of you feel like you've committed that unpardonable sin, that you have done these things that you're ashamed of. It's not Jesus whispering in your ear saying that you are condemned. It's the evil one lying to you. Jesus is saying, you are my beloved. I love you. I love you exactly where you are, but come to me.
Come to me
so that you may have forgiveness, that you may have hope. For Jesus has forgiven us, but we have to say yes to that forgiveness. We have to open up our hearts to him so that we may understand that God loves us unconditionally. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation in those who love Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is not condemning you. The only entity out there condemning you is the evil one. But just know how much God loves you. We're going to be right back to talk more about Hollywood Beloved and how much you are loved by Jesus. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are here high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit with Clarissa Martinez. And the name of that song is...
Your Presence is Heaven.
Your Presence is Heaven. And Father, when we talk about being in the presence of God, everything is transformed. Mm. Everything is transformed. Because when we are in the presence of God, we're praying without ceasing, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5:16. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We're filled with joy. We're filled with peace. And Hollywood Beloved is about letting people know to turn away from darkness to light, to the presence of God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when we pray without ceasing, it's not even us who's praying. It's the Holy Spirit that's praying within us. You know, the Spirit within us groans because Jesus is waiting for his bride. We are his bride. He is waiting for his bride to wake up. And so Jesus is groaning. The Spirit is groaning within us because he's waiting for us to turn from that darkness, to be filled with his light, with his life, so that he could see his beautiful bride prepared. The heavenly banquet, the banquet feast is prepared and it's ready. And so Jesus, the Heavenly Father, is preparing us for Jesus. He is our spouse. And so sometimes we forget that, and Jesus is saying, okay, I'm going to go out into the dark tonight, into these streets, and I'm looking for my beloved. He says, I'm looking for my spouse. She's here. He's saying, come with me. He says, come with me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. He says, we are yoked. We were made for each other. We are made for Christ, and that's our true identity. That is who we are. We are the bride of Christ.
My brothers and sisters, it is time. It is time for you to give your heart, your soul, your mind to Jesus. Give him your wounds. Give him your brokenness. Let him transform you. Let him heal you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You have tried it another way. You've tried it your way. Jesus wants all of you. In the third chapter of Revelation, it says that if we're lukewarm, he spits us out of his mouth. He'd rather have us make a decision and make a decision for him. And Diane, that's obviously what you did.
Yes.
You made a decision. You tried it another way. And there was darkness and there was despair. And there wasn't the peace that passes all understanding. Was there a moment in time that you just said yes to Jesus, you'd had enough, and that you're going to give your heart to the Lord?
Absolutely. It was about five years ago, in the fall, around the time of the Beloved. And I had been struggling with addiction. And I knew that if he didn't come in and help me, I was going to die. So I had to make a leap of faith at that point and say, Jesus, if you're there, God, if there is a God, have mercy on me and save me or I'm going to die. And something in my heart told me he would. And about 3 months later, sure enough, I had a miraculous healing of drug addiction.
And how is your life different now?
It's completely transformed. Praise God.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
We are new creations in Christ Jesus. That's exactly what the Lord says, that we are going to be new creations in him. Behold, I make all things new.
Mm.
My brothers and sisters, some of you are in deep, deep depression. Some of you are in deep depression with all kinds of addictions. You're addicted to sex. You're addicted to alcohol, to drugs. You're addicted to all kinds of things. The Lord is saying, come to me, and I will heal you. I will fill you with my Holy Spirit. It's never too late. You know, the lies of the devil, Father, are, you know, that, oh, well, God could never forgive us and that God will never embrace us. But those are lies because he's waiting for us with open arms.
Yeah, and one of the lies, one of the biggest lies is that we have to be perfect before we go to the Lord. And so I think that's one of the things that keeps us back. We say, oh, well, I'm not good enough, or I've done this sin. Well, let me work on myself enough, and then I'll go to the Lord. I'm not worthy enough right now. If anybody knew what I've done, then they would, you know, judge me and kick me out. So let me just work and try to get better. We can. can't. We can't do it on our own. Jesus, that's why Jesus came. The Father knew that, and he sent his Son because he loves us. So he sent his Son into the broken world to save us and to heal us and to transform us. And so often, you know, and I'm speaking for myself too, you know, I resist and I fight and I say, okay, well, thank you. Like, let me just clean this up real quick and then I'll come to you. And Jesus says, give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a little bit of room. Give me some credit. He says, I'm the Savior. He says, not you. He says, stop trying to justify yourself. Stop trying to fix yourself. Stop trying to heal yourself. Come to me as you are.
You know, someone once said to me, it was kind of an interesting comment, that the reason we have the Ten Commandments is to realize that we can't follow them, that we need a Savior.
That's right.
You cannot earn your way into heaven, no matter what, my brothers and sisters. All of us are broken. All of us are sinners. All of us fall short of the mark. And we're all together in that biggest room called the room for improvement. We're all together in which we need Jesus. We need a Savior. As we approach this Advent season, as we approach the season of Christmas, this is the time for transformation. Mm. And Hollywood Beloved is about transformation, Clarissa.
Oh, yeah. I keep coming back to the image when Father Ethan was talking about the woman at the well. You know, it's a perfect scene of Jesus and myself. You know, like of all of my wounds, of all of my brokenness, and all of my woundedness. But Jesus comes to me anyway, and Jesus knows who I am, and yet here I am thirsting for Him, and He is just like, you know, like you don't even know how beautiful you are. You don't even know like what I'm seeing right now. You know, but here I am, I'm thirsty, but I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you. I'm like, oh no, you don't know how much more I want you.
Amen.
And how much I love you and how much you are beautiful to me.
And how much I need you. I can't breathe without you. I can't do anything without you. Jesus tells us in John 15, without me, you can do nothing. He has created us to be his beloved.
Yeah. Well, just when I was hearing Clarissa share just now, he's created us to be his beloved, and he looks at us with adoration. So often we go into prayer and we think we want to adore the Lord, and that's true. We should. He's the Lord. But the Lord is adoring us. He's saying, you are so beautiful. He's saying, you are so beautiful to me.
You are so beautiful.
My brothers and sisters, Hollywood Beloved, Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament Church on Sunset Boulevard. You will feel the presence of the Lord. You will be there, and the Lord is going to be there with open arms saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you unconditionally. One of the lines here on this particular card talking about Hollywood Beloved, it says, where tears of sadness radiate tears of joy. And we're going to be right back to talk more about your tears of sadness and why with Jesus they turn into tears of joy. As someone once says, Jesus truly makes lemonade out of lemons. Jesus turns our brokenness into something beautiful before the Lord. And Hollywood Beloved is the personification of that beauty, the personification of bringing light in the darkness, the personification of healing us in every way. My brothers and sisters, you are loved and you are beloved. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about Hollywood Beloved. Jesus wants so much for us, my brothers and sisters. In John 10:10, it says, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. Do you feel that abundant life? Do you feel love, joy, excitement, peace? When you say yes to Jesus, your whole life changes. Come to Hollywood Beloved. Check out HollywoodBeloved.com. Come to Hollywood Beloved on Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. There are so many broken dreams. There are so many people on the streets that have these dreams of fame or success, dreams of what the world might bring you. But Diane, I know you had those dreams, and yet we know that only in Jesus do we have our dreams fulfilled? And I believe that you have a poem to share with us.
Thank you, Deacon Steve. It's titled Boulevard of Broken Dreams. On the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, poverty and misery on the faces we've seen. Life not lived, but drowned in sorrow. Lost souls laid out on the streets they've borrowed. Innocence taken or given away. A perverse generation lives today on the boulevard of broken dreams. All that was light no longer beams. Out the doors and into the streets, our beloved has a few friends he'd like us to meet. Gather my people, step into the dark, take them from benches and drug-fested parks. In the filth they've dwelt, no warmth, no heat. Cold and alone, they walk the streets. On the boulevard of broken dreams, all is not well, nor as it seems. My beloved, my Lord, I hear you call. Send forth your servants to save them all. I will go, for I feel your pain. Your tears fall from heaven in the form of rain. We will follow and go forth with you. To save what was lost, from dead to new. On the boulevard of broken dreams, what was once dirty, now made clean. Lift up your candles, sing songs of praise. Show them there's hope, from all their wrong ways. Love my lost and give them my light. Process into the streets this very night. Let them see all is not as it seems on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Takes my breath away. Did you compose that?
I did, about 2 weeks after the procession. It just stayed with me. You cannot walk the procession and not have it affect your life.
That is so transforming. We all have dreams of things in our lives, but the reality is it's only in Jesus that we plug up our holes. It's only in Jesus that we're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's only in Jesus that we are transformed by love. It's only in Jesus that we are healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Holly, beloved, is one of the most important things that we all do, and that is to say yes to Him and to come together, in which we want to share that with people on the streets of Hollywood, on those streets of broken dreams.
Every time I hear that poem, I tear up, and it does. It takes your breath away. And there's a line here. It says, on the boulevard of broken dreams, what was once dirty now make clean. And it just pierces the heart. And I'm just thinking, you know, to that boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard. And there's so many people that come out. It's not just the homeless that are on the streets, those who've, you know, been broken from drugs or drinking or, you know, whatever else. There's so many people who come to the boulevard and they're looking for excitement. They're tourists coming, looking for something, thirsting and hungering, you know, looking for to see a star. There's so many people that go to the clubs at night looking to meet that person or to have that encounter. We all have those dreams. We all have, and we don't even know what we're dreaming for. We have a dream and we think that this is going to satisfy this. If I just have this dream, if I could just encounter this, then my life will be perfect and I'll be all right. And Jesus wants to let us know. He says, it's so much more simple than that. He says, I'm already here. You know, we're going on a procession that night, but the procession, it doesn't even have to go anywhere. We're processing. We could just process to be still. We learn to be still. We don't have to move. Just slow down and be still with Jesus. And our dreams, all of our broken dreams, will come to fulfillment. And we are living the dream that the Father is dreaming, where we are all one in His beloved. And we are just resting in His peace and His love.
And it is not too late, my brothers and sisters. Do not believe the lie of the devil. It is not too late for you. No matter how many times you've sinned, no matter how many times you've tried to break that addiction, Jesus is there. Try one more time. Try one more time and come to me.
Yeah. And you mentioned the website, HollywoodBeloved.com. You could also find the event on Facebook. It's on Hollywood Beloved on Facebook. And then we're also starting a social media campaign. Kind of like as I was sharing before, I had that little mantra as I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning with anxiety and doubt. And I'm a priest, so if I'm experiencing that, then I know we all are. But there's a hashtag for this social media campaign, and it's hashtag and I am still beloved. Hashtag and I am still beloved. I'll say it once more. Hashtag and I am still beloved. So whatever it is that's beating us up, whatever lies are coming to us, whatever accusations are coming for what we've really done, what we've let in the way that we've sinned or let someone else down. Okay. Yes, that's true. Hashtag and I am still beloved.
And Jesus invites us, come, come as you are. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, a lot of us are so conscious about, I got to put my makeup on. I got to see my beloved. I got to see my love. And, you know, I don't look good. I'm not ready. But God says, no, come just as you are, because God will make us new. God will make us whole. And that's all He wants is our yes. And He says, hashtag, I'm still beloved.
And just come with an open heart. I want to thank all of you for being here, and I want to thank our radio audience for saying yes to Jesus, yes to come to Hollywood Beloved. We look forward to seeing you Saturday again, November 18th, at 6 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament. This will change your life when you come with an open heart and say yes to Jesus. I give you my heart, my soul, my mind, my dreams. I give you all that I have. Father, could you close us in prayer as we pray for this wonderful event and we pray for our listening audience?
Sure. Thank you, Deacon. And just to finish, after we come back from that procession, we will have time to visit and to share and to hear testimonies and to hear some of the music from Upper Room Worship with Clarissa. So if you've liked some of Clarissa's sharing and singing today, come and encounter that on November 18th. Heavenly Father, you are love. You've given us the gift of your Son, Jesus, a gift of love. And you have given us the Spirit of love, to fill us with your life. We just ask that you continue to pour out your Spirit, pour out your life upon us. And we ask for the grace to have an open heart. So often our hearts are closed and broken and cold. But your love warms our hearts. Your love melts our hearts. Bring us together. Make us one. And we pray for all those who are hurting and lost and broken. We just ask you to send your Spirit to draw us all together, whoever it is that you have prepared for that night. We ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, who gives us her own very heart. And when she gives us her heart, she doesn't hold anything back. She says, I'll give you my Son. So we ask for the blessing of Almighty God, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Joseph, to come upon all of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you all for joining us on the show, and we'll see you all at Hollywood Beloved, and we'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless everyone.